certainly not from me. I mean, that's from code without saying. But I mean, that's concrete.
What the hell's the matter? Why does it say he doesn't want to breathe?
It, I have evidence, of course. There's no doubt that the man is a scum.
Yeah.
Doubt in that assumption. He's an unpatriotic scum.
Right.
I mean, but this is why we should make an issue of the negotiations, for example, why we have been going on with, after he could wait till October, and he still have a campaign issue. Really hard. I found him.
Yes, sir.
So, these guys are now out to go on butchering all out of town. And they're starting on me now, too. And I don't know if it matters to go with them. What about raising money again? No. But you got that in, too. He's saying I'm going to do a star campaign, and they have two options with him. They have found it, you know, he's just prepared to him. And that Vietnam is my biggest thing. That's fine, because I'll take it for 3 weeks until I'm back from Moscow. And then they have triggered me into the campaign, which is what I wanted to get into the campaign anyway.
Right.
But I just wanted to wait until I came back. And in the meantime, I'll be different from the and then, until then, I'll protect the direction of the...
From then on, Henry, I didn't tell you the campaign.
Well, I just would like to have to make enough of a record so that I can be the guy who's defending the foreign policy that they elected.
Yeah,
but then I'll go in and question.
Now, come on with this ball. Why doesn't he want to be?
Well,
then we didn't give him, they didn't, Johnson didn't give him Goldwater's assistant. Goldwater didn't take him.
Well,
did he agree?
I think myself, Mr. President, my recommendation would be to write him a very cool letter, because he obviously
won't. No, I won't write a letter for me.
No, I would say.
No. I will not write a letter.
No, I'll.
Yeah.
Somebody writes it for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Alderman, so I say
you.
The president has asked me, and he's asked me to point out.
Yeah. Right. No, as a matter of fact, not even you. I think you're too big a name for it. Have hate writing.
Let's
screw that. Let's put it down at a level where wait a minute, just hold.
Yeah. I think it's best to take it out of my office.
That's right.
That is some executive assistant that you would call it.
That's right.
So that it doesn't look as if we play politics in my office at all.
Yeah. What do we say?
We say, in making this proposal to you, the president was guided by the president of every previous presidential campaign, his briefings were given, and his briefings were, without exception, given to the
candidate
himself. Since, however,
not his advisor.
Since, however, the
candidate himself.
And not his advisor. And one could say, since, however, your schedule doesn't seem to permit this, because he's referring to it. But since we want to make sure that you are rather important, we will give necessarily someone more restricted information to Mr. Wonski and the other
people. He asked you, Clarence?
Yes.
Why?
He was assistant secretary.
Why didn't he give it? I thought they'd all been withdrawn.
Well, he got the death penalty.
No, that's right. Somebody's got to get a few clearance again.
So I would say, they'll initiate clearance procedures for him immediately. He gets in touch with General Hague in Mr. Kissinger's office. He will arrange the appropriate briefing contact.
And have Hague and Helm. Don't trust
him. I wouldn't give Warnke. No, with Warnke particularly. Now, with McGovern, you at least can hope expect that since he may think of becoming president, Warnke is a first class contact. I believe myself that Warnke has as much to do with the Pentagon as he does.
Right. I think you're right.
I mean, he's a partner of Clinton.
I can't. Maybe we're just better off to say screw him.
Because they can publish it. If you refuse, and then they are irresponsible.
No, we can just say. Why not just say that? I don't mean refuse. Just say that the precedent here is that the candidate should be briefed. You will well understand. Let's understand, you see.
We don't have to say anything, we don't have to say anything for 48, except for 2 hours, we only got 10 minutes.
He says he's too busy to receive the briefing?
Well, he says, as I understand, I'm aware of the arrangements of this kind, that arrangements. I appreciate your offer to keep in current with Corps of National Security throughout the course of the campaign. I'm aware that arrangements of these kind have been made in the last several presidential elections for the purpose of submitting a campaign to be carried forward vigorously, but without an adverse harm to the country and public business. As I understand it, these briefings have been arranged without prejudice to the freedom of action by the Southerners.
That's always true.
But the incumbent undertakes no obligation to consult the opposition party, and the challenge accepts no restriction on his right to speak out of the issue to make use of information and advice which he may obtain from independent sources. This is, of course, especially important in a year in which national security matters will play a prominent role in the campaign. On this basis, I welcome and accept your offer to facilitate regular and secure communication in the context of an active campaign schedule. I would like to appoint the following to your one former assistant secretary to have be my representative at a briefing session. If this is agreeable, I'll ask him to contact Dr. Kissinger to arrange procedures for transmitting.
Trying to get you in with Warnock, you shit. See, that's why you're not going to answer the letter.
That's right. I don't even think Hague should answer the letter.
I just wonder if I couldn't do it at a lower level. I think Holloman's an awful big name. You know, why get him in a position where Holloman refused it? Looks like it's political. Let me think of somebody else. Butterfield. Why not Butterfield? That screws me, Bill. Butterfield is my, is my right next to me. Butterfield specialist is the president. Does that sound right to you?
Doesn't it think about it?
You put it up to Holloman, and it makes it Holloman, the son of a bitch, and that cuts the following.
No, we're not refusing. My recommendation, of course, is not to refuse. It's my recommendation.
No. But I don't want Holloman even to say that you, that we won't have you.
My recommendation is to make a record that we've offered it, that he's the first candidate, not to accept it personally.
Yeah, that's right. But however, we are, because of the importance of the issues, because of the importance of the thing, we will we'll see that Mr. Warnke is briefed, and that he will get in touch with, do you have anybody lower than Hague?
Well, we'll get in touch with Hague, and then the Hague will arrange the briefing.
All right,
but we won't say Hague will conduct the briefing.
No, that's not, I'm not so sure he should either. Who can we get in here? Who can we trust them? Hague may be better to go up to the candidate. Hague is tough. He'll handle it.
And Hague knows more.
But incidentally. But I wonder if we shouldn't keep Helms out of it.
I would keep Helms out of it.
Because Helms is part of that whole establishment.
The President Warnke is well known in the social circles here.
Right.
I would give him no right to go to any department.
Right. Well, listen. Now, wait a minute. Right to go into the department? Hell no. I didn't get a right to go anyplace. I didn't get a right to go, believe me, any place at all. I got a briefing, period. I know what they gave me. They gave you border place. Nothing but border place.
That's what Bill. No, I can guarantee that that's what we give him. I'm in a way to leave.
You and I.
Because I didn't know, really. If he had been smart, he would have seen me and asked me questions.
Right.
That would have killed me. And that killed me.
Good. Good. You're right. All right. Good. You're out of it. And that, then Hague, that we can say it, the candidate.
No sense of pitching in August. I mean, here we are on August 8th. If this were October 15th, you could say that the last stage of the campaign.
But even the first briefing, he doesn't even want that. You know what? He's also a prick. He doesn't want to be in a position of... You see, but I don't want you to do it. I don't want you to see Warnke.
Oh, under no conditions.
Don't you agree?
Oh, I think, Mr. President, if I see Warnke first, we build this out of a bitch up.
Yeah.
It's much too high a level.
That's right.
Hague is already too high, but Hague at least is, we can trust.
Yeah.
And he knows enough.
That's right.
I will not talk to Warnke forcing him.
Let's see. How do we get home?
Just
Keith Helms out of it, because he's part of that social circle too.
I would not let anybody except out of the...
Keith State out of it, Keith Defense out of it. The Astor State and Defense say, no, that isn't customary. We'll be glad to get the information for you if you don't have to run up the park. No, sir.
Ideally, it's shit.
Isn't that a shitty thing?
Ideally, August 8th, if he's pissing on these negotiations, he'd be not making a speech without attacking Vietnam. But let us go two more rounds and have it. I still think, Mr. President, I have to be tabled out for both McConnell and Wilson. If that guy goes as wild as I think he will, we ought to break off the talks and play now. It's a hell of a lot better than letting one all break off the talks and play now.
Yeah, we take it off, make the record and say, and say it's because of his encouragement to Hanoi, and we'll renew the negotiations and end the war on November the 9th.
On November the 9th.
Without surrendering.
Publish the whole record, say, these bastards said we were doing this. And here is what we did at each meeting. We should do this before they want to stalemate completely attack.
I have to think a lot about that. You've got to try to break up negotiations, whether it's requested. Just have to think about it. We'll have to play it right here. I have another thought, which is really a way out, way, way out. Before I go into that, though, at the leaders meeting this morning, you didn't have an answer.
Well,
French
had it on the
quickest. Just incidentally, is got an butter deal. Whenever we have a leaders meeting, where the damn leaders may bring up anything important, policy, one of your guys should be there. Never you. Now, you should waste your time at the damn thing. But you know,
I didn't know there was a leaders meeting until 9 o'clock, but I saw a lot of cars out there. I said, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Well, anyway,
I was
a lot of domestic matters, but then the other matters came up. Good point. They brought up this House vote on the end of the war resolution. They said maybe Jerry Ford came over to me and said, if I can talk to 5 or 6 congressmen, maybe I can turn them around. But they were very close. Now, the only time I can talk to them today, I don't know whether I should or not. I just had serious doubts about doing it. God damn it, Timothy's run off there at Camp David, so I don't know who we can talk to, but let's see who handles it. Handles the cookhouse on board. Now, do you know, are you aware of this problem?
Yes.
And do you think I should talk to him? Would you, or should you, or what the hell is the situation? We didn't talk to the senator. They wouldn't have done any good there. No. The senators, I think, were gone. So you really worked that over with
them. You know, I don't put that on that. But,
I tried it before. You know.
I'd like to know who the class.
Get Mr. Richard Cook to, for Dr. Kissinger's course on those lines. Okay. Okay, good work. Thank you. You and I will work together. I'm so disgusted with the public. And then there are only 15 in the whole Republican from the House out of 180 that are defecting. So it's a pretty good thing. It was 10 hours of the minutes. But the Senate, Gilroy wrote the letter, he said it would be considered their treasonous. He called the conduct of the 11th and their treasonous and irresponsible conduct. He said, I hope not a lot of the here on the convention program. He's absolutely right. They should be that crook as a key moment.
So they have broken that number.
Sure. Well, we have to remember we have black. God Almighty, it's a terrible, terrible affront to the oil. What do you think?
Oh, it's terrible. And it's one of the most irresponsible things. I was the other day at Travis's house, and I really read him on this vote. He said we've got to hold the president's feet to the fire, said Jack.
Feet to the fire.
What do you mean? You think he needs another incentive? You think he needs a senatorial vote? And to my amazement, Warren Habeas was the governor of Habeas before. And he's basically a left, and he traveled all over Chavez with him. Not that it has any good to pass it, but the guy was really good, Chavez was not.
I agree. Second point is, it's got the leaders being outrageous one. Turned out to play with that. Don't put it in the court.
Dave, I'm talking to the president here, and apparently Terry Ford told him this morning that he should talk to five congressmen, and that might be quite important. Now, what we are trying to determine is how important and who they are.
We are a prison trail, that's pretty good. Stopping all bombing. Why are you stopping? Why do you say we're doing it?
But what we could do, the strong thing is to stop in the negotiation. What we'd say to stop in it because it's not their fault that the negotiations aren't proceeding. And we don't want to punish their population for our own internal deficiency. And therefore,
we find these negotiations cannot go forward.
That's why,
due to the fact that the enemy negotiators have hope of, they are basing their hopes on a victory by those who will surrender to them. And I use the word surrender.
And we'll stop all bombing the populated areas and those with the Soviet power immediately. And then we will see what the attitude is going to be. The mining could be the bomb of the access to the Soviet Union. That puts it squarely on the government. By that time, we will have a record of that.
I'm not sure. I hope the record will send more than it had in previous times. I don't know what we're going to watch. We'll have to look at it at the time and see.
But at the minimum, the record was a conspiracy issue, Mr. President, and they'll be talking for 3 weeks, sorting out who said what to do. You see, my worry is
not
really
the communists, and we are not going to do that.
If the gap should be closing, say, to 3%, but if it doesn't, I'm just giving a case.
Right.
I don't want them in the position where they can break off the negotiation and push you over the precipice.
See, in a sense, we may be taking over a record, but I'm inclined to think you're going to start having a week now and with no cash in somewhere or other.
But I think what we're going to have is we will have a negotiating record that we won't attend to, we won't move McGovern, but hell, if we televise one of these press conferences, which I can play the record, and ask a question. So another thing we could consider doing, I'm just thinking about it, is that supposing we pause an hour or a half hour, which I expect for 15 minutes would happen, but then ask the question for 2 minutes, so that it looks
fine. Get it free.
We'll get it free. But I'm just, all I'm saying is, I've killed them every time I've gone out. I've always gotten us 2 or 3 weeks. And that's the time to spend the money we have at the bank. The fact that I wanted to spend it in August was just so that it could be spent in September and October. Who the hell knows the negotiations as well as I do, Mr. President? I mean, it isn't a question even. It's a question almost of pure demagogy.
Well,
I mean, by the time I get through explaining
what was said when and what was said on one time, what was said on another time,
I can make any of these guys look totally incompetent.
Of course, their answer is going to say this is so terrible and complex and so forth and so on. You should have gotten the wars out on the
table and say that. I talked to 1,000 kids. I talked to 1,000 students in the State Department of Education. Well, there were summer interns, but there were a lot of long
hair. They're all. Summer interns are all against it.
And, I got one standing ovation after another.
Tell me what you said. And when I said they're all against us, my youth group said that's not true. They say we've got
a lot of the questions were against us.
How did you handle some of the things you did?
Well,
you had one of the toughest groups in the world to handle.
One of them said, why wouldn't these countries be better off under communists? So first I answered it very professorially. I said, I said, before you answer a question, if you have to
I can hear you.
To put it in
this way.
I didn't make any communist.
I said,
do it in three parts. What interests does the United States have an interest in peace and stability in particular areas in the world that whatever form of government they have. And thirdly, our country is better off under capitalism under any conditions than they are under non-capitalism. So our first went through a historical analysis of what happens when peace and stability is threatened on a global basis. Then I explained what the United States very provisorily did.
Yeah.
Then when I got to the third question, I said, now, let me tell you something that I went through in 1968. I visited Prague yesterday, and I was in Paris. The students were rebelling against the government, and they were talking about the establishment. They were saying things about the system. And it was a rather impressive thing to see. And then I came to Prague, and I talked to Prague students, and they thought I was reporting events of a bunch of madmen. They couldn't understand that anybody in his right mind would accept voluntarily Leninist charter. I said, every year before that I had gone to the Prague Music Festival and I had applied for tickets. That year I could get as many tickets as I wanted because the students and everyone else was staying home just to listen to free political debate. You have to go to a communist country to know what it is like to talk to this end. And at the end, they just got up, they wouldn't let me go. They were applauding for 5 minutes after I was out of there.
Take an answer to that question. Did you have a Vietnam question?
Vietnam, a lot of Vietnam questions.
How did you handle it?
I said, there's one issue and one issue only. A lot of clever people, I'm not saying that we didn't, that there couldn't have been this or that mistake made. I'm not saying that I can do justice in 3 minutes. It's very complex. And, situation, but at this stage, there is one issue and one issue only. Does the United States and the war, in which it has lost 50,000 people, not by withdrawal, not by ending its involvement, all of which we have opened, not by permitting a free political process, no matter how it ends, but by joining its enemy to defeat its rights, that is the only issue. Then to defeat the people who have resigned, that is what the president is fighting for. I said, now, I know, being an academic myself, I know what is said around campus about the president. Now, answer me this question. If he is such a pragmatic politician, and if he knows that Vietnam is the one issue that the opposition can just merely scratch up, why doesn't he settle it on any terms? Or is it perhaps conceivable that he is the man of principle? And his opponents are the tacticians who are stuck at nothing. I got another tremendous
information.
Oh, yeah. That's
very good.
I was there, I told, and I was very tough.
You didn't crap around. I didn't suck around.
I said, we'll understand you. I said, I want to tell you, I said, I know why I'm here. I used to be on the White House tour as an example of the best human depravity can reach for student groups, but you can't get enough into the White House, so if you wanted to have a thousand, you'll see. So I went right in there and said, I said, this is the situation we found in 68. This is what we did. I said, no, I've talked about Vietnam because it won't be very nice because it's the most important thing. And this is what we did on Vietnam. And
now, were you able to get China and Russia?
Oh, yeah, that's what I talked about. I didn't talk about you.
Well, how did you handle that? And how did they must have doubled that up.
Oh, yeah.
How did you explain that?
Well, I said, here's what we said, what we found. I said, DOC advised, I mentioned that story when we came in. I said, we always have domestic interest. So, being an official came to the president and said, you're going to attack an address beyond description. You do it a little bit. Russia gave all the things people told us, we must live things together, we must have confidence to
have gotten some of those things.
But my assistant, who'd never seen me as a student before, who was just out of school himself, he said, it's just astonishing. We have this Russian coming in to spy. You just need to see him for 10 minutes. In fact, it would be counterproductive to see him for longer.
Then let's go.
Are you ready to go with me?
Yes.
Then let's go fight with him. Whenever you want to go. Right after he, or if you have to go back to Rome. Thank you for that. Thank you for interested in, and I'll be added to vote, but I'm interested to vote for Wade.
Would you get Mr. Bowles, please?
And you had suggested that I stay overnight.
Yeah, why don't you do that, at that time, you might go up and stay a few little while more, if you have to rush back.
Well, I'd
stay, and will you bring your man up to look at it? We have room for people, and over there, none of the others, if you want to take somebody up and talk to them up there, you might spend a couple hours a month. Yeah. Order the helicopter for 5:15, because we want to cut off time for this minister, he comes at 5.
And I'll go over now, I've got two.
What? Hold it just a minute. Bowles says he thinks the minister's coming at 5:15.
My schedule said 5.
Well, Henry's here, he says his schedule says 5. Well, I know, but he can come at 5, or, well, which, you don't know which time. Well, we don't, just a second. You want it at 5:15, that's where he's scheduled now, he said. Don't change it if you're sure that that's when he's coming. Henry's paper says 5:15. Well, that's probably by his staff, and that's probably what they're talking to him about. That's fine. Okay, have the helicopter then at 5:25, 5:30. We want to hear it come in, so we cut the meeting off. Yep. Then, well, just 5:30, the helicopter, then you'll hear it. It'll take 15 minutes, and I'll do that. Is that all right? You meant
what? That's fine. And then I'll take my stuff over.
Right, yeah. You've got another, it's only 10 minutes till 5 now, this will be...
I just wanted to do a few phone calls, and then I can leave by then.
All right, fine. Not necessarily in the governance. We're not going to be in any position where you didn't reform. The hell of it. You are not going to reform. You don't get sucked into that under any circumstance.
I think we ought to put into that at least immediate clearance procedures.
Yeah.
That would take a little time. We'll start with clearance procedures for them.
Because I'm sure it's... I ordered that all these be revoked, you know, after the Clippers game, remember? Let's be sure that it has been revoked. Check, have his office check and see whether it has been revoked. If it has, I'm going to fire somebody. I really am.
But I'm going to be, because if the guy has played it smart, he put his film, put us into an embarrassing position.
But on China and Russia, you were starting to tell me, you explained the things and so forth. Did they respond?
Oh, I had a tremendous reaction. I had a very good reception, but then I got a blow at almost every answer. I got a tremendous ovation at the end. You can deal with an audience with you.
Well, I'm getting goddamn tired of these guys, and the Republican, frankly, the Republican does. I really am. The Republican does, acting the way they are now, is totally irresponsible. Jeff is saying he might be for the fire. It seems that if he's had anything to do with even the does with what we've tried to do. Henry, we're broken our ass to get this war over. We've taken risks. Who stepped up to it November 3rd? Who stepped up to it in Cambodia? It's November 3rd, Cambodia, Laos, May 8th. That's why we're in as good a position as we are today.
If we survive this damn campaign, which we will, I think we've got to clean these guys out now.
That's what I like. By cleaning them out, I'm going to clean the whole goddamn State Department. I'm going to clean out that Defense Department. I'm going to clean out the CIA. Now that's what's going to be, Henry.
And I think...
You agree?
Absolutely. And I don't think any of these guys fit like Matthias would be committed.
Those guys, they aren't going to be in the White House again. I really mean, they're going to be ostracized. Correct?
Absolutely. But I think the government
is getting back. Well, he'll get off of me. Okay, I'll see you. 5:15 in the office, and let me say, I'm not gonna say much to them. Shouldn't I just say, give Brezhnev my best, I hope his health is good?
No, sir. You know, just say, you remember you say, Smith is another example of good cooperation that you think is only beginning to expect to go much further. But I say no more, no, sir.
Now, if you wanna stay up there tomorrow, Brezhnev, you might sit in the sun a little while. Take along a...
Well, I might stay a couple of hours.
Take a couple of, take a secretary